Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips for kids about pets in the bed. If you have pets, mostly today I'm talking about dogs and cats, you probably have family rules about the pets. Things like who's responsible for feeding them, who picks up the poop, who cleans the litter box, walks the dog, and brushes the cat. Your family might also have rules about where the pets can be. Can they go outside whenever they want? Are they allowed on the furniture? Can they go into your bedroom and sleep with you in your bed? Only your parents can decide. They know what's good for you, and they're in charge. My doctor job is to give you medical facts. That way you and your family can talk together, and everybody can understand what's best for you. When it comes to pets in the bed, there are several things to think about. For example, if you have asthma, or you are allergic to pets, sleeping with them can make you sick. Don't let pets get in your bed, and don't even let them come in your room. When you're sick or your pet is sick, don't sleep together. You probably won't give each other the illness, but it's best not to take a chance. If you don't have asthma and you aren't sick, sleeping with a dog or a cat can help you feel good. Scientists have figured out that lots of people feel comforted and more relaxed when they sleep with their pets. You might sleep better when you have a dog or a cat in bed with you. Kids feel safer at night with a pet. They have fewer nightmares and don't wake up as much in the middle of the night if their dog or cat is in bed with them. The pet doesn't even have to be in the bed to help you feel happy. They can be in their own basket or chair right next to the bed. But you know how pets are, so be prepared. When it's dark and you're asleep and everything's quiet, pets usually creep out of their bed and come into yours, lying down and sleeping right next to you. If your pets sleep in the bed with you, do a few things to make sure it's healthy for you. Brush your pet regularly so your eyes and throat don't get irritated from tons of pet hair. Wipe off their feet when they come inside so your bed doesn't get dirty. Before your pet gets in bed with you, do a little exam of their body. Make sure you don't see any bugs or weeds or cuts or scrapes. Insects like fleas and spiders and ticks love to hide in the fur of pets. The bugs can crawl out at night and bite you. The bites usually don't hurt, and they usually aren't dangerous. But they're annoying because bug bites itch and can last for several days. Grass and weeds are messy. Cuts and scrapes can get blood in your bed. If your pets sleep with you, change your sheets once a week and give your bedspread a good shake outside to get the fur off. That way you'll be clean and your nose won't itch in the morning when you wake up. If your pet snores or hogs up so much of the bed that you can't sleep, don't let your pet sleep with you. Kids need lots of rest in order to be healthy. Sharing your bed with a pet is a lot more work than sleeping by yourself, but it can be worth it because it's lots of fun. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.